Blog Talk Radio. Beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. Today is April 8th. Wow, we're already into April, and I'm so excited because this week brings a wonderful energy. And today, before we go on, my name is Catherine Hahn, for those who are joining us for the first time. And I'm an angelic energy healer, as well as a spiritual teacher and coach, and an angelic channel. And I am here to help you to understand who you truly are, and also to help you to let go of those things that are holding you back. So today we are talking about gratitude, and it really fits in well with this month, and we'll be talking more about that later. If you would like, we are always a show with open call, open lines. So if you'd like some guidance or would like to talk about the topic or energy of the week, please be sure to call 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be live on air with me. All right. So before we go on to the topic, we're going to do the energy of the week that we do every week. And last week, we talked about the energy of the week as well as the month. So be sure to check out the replay for that, as well as we did have a special guest on that week as last week as well. So this week, we have Archangels, Michael, Gabriel, as well as Archangel Sandalphon joining us this week. And this week is going to be lots of different energies. So depending on where you are at on your journey and just how you're feeling energetically as well. So first, they wanted me to talk about the power that's within you. So you have this power within you, and that you can create anything you want. And that's going to be important this week, because there's going to be a lot of different opportunities that present itself this week to you. And it's going to be helping you to really propel forward into what it is that you want to achieve, as well as how you want to step into your purpose. It's really important for you to let go of the expectations first in order to really be receptive to all the different opportunities that come your way. These opportunities may not be the way that you might think. Whether it's, if you're looking for a job, it might not exactly be a job that's stepping forward for you, but other opportunities that's going to lead you to the perfect job for you. So it's really important for us to step into our purpose, but it's also important for us, when it comes to these opportunities this week, is to seize these opportunities, to take these opportunities and accept them, and say yes to them, and also trusting that the universe and the divine are going to bring to you those things that you really need in order to achieve those things for your next steps. Be sure to really be open to any signs and anything that you that really resonates with you this week. Also, it's really important for you to communicate those things that you've been through this week. So sharing your truth, sharing about those things that you've been through and what you've learned from them. And this is going to help you to understand what it is that your passions are, what it is that you need to do in order to take that next step, in order to step into your purpose. And you may get that aha moment of, oh, you know, I didn't realize that what I've been through is part of my purpose. It's part of what I'm supposed to be creating, what it is that I'm supposed to be doing, you know, this month, this year. So really, you know, take the time to share with those who are around you, those people in your communities, those people within your social circles, and really just kind of notice those things that come into your mind and your heart, and you'll know through that what it is that you need to speak on. Also, it's going to be important to journal as well, especially if you are still feeling a little bit stuck or not sure what your next steps are. It's going to be important for you to journal those out. Journal out why you're feeling stuck, why you're feeling like you're not moving forward. And as you journal, you're going to get your intuition flowing. You're going to get the angels and your guides, as well as the universe, just speaking to you on those things, why it is. So when we journal, a lot of times, you know, when we first begin, it's a little bit hard to know what it is to write. But what I'm being told is to start with, why am I feeling stuck? Or what emotions are coming forward that feels out of alignment, that is keeping me from being who I am and stepping into the opportunities that are presenting itself? So, mainly, it is, what are the emotions that are coming forward? So really look into your emotions, and if it helps you to, you know, first meditate and go within and tune within, and then understanding, you know, the emotions that are coming forward, whether it's anger or frustration. And once you start writing those things, you're going to get within your mind, within your heart, those things that are making you angry, those things that are frustrating you. And as you keep digging deeper, as you keep writing, you're going to understand where the anger is coming from and where it's stemming from. So you could really nip it in the bud and really clear that. So it's really going to be important for you to do that if you feel that stuck energy, if you're feeling as if you're not going anywhere, that you're on this endless cycle of not knowing, doing the same things over and over again. So be sure to tune in, meditate, and journal if you're in that situation. And then once you do that, you're going to start seeing these opportunities present itself, all the signs around you that's going to show you that you are on the right path, that you are starting to align with who you truly are. So that is what the angels are bringing to us when it comes to this week's energy. So if you'd like to talk about this week's energy, be sure to call in at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can speak with me. And also, if you are in need of some guidance, you can also call as well at the same number. And I look forward to speaking with you. So today, we are going to talk about gratitude. So I'm starting this new series on gratitude. And, you know, it, on Psyche Talk, it says 30 days of gratitude. So I know we're already into day 8 of April, but it really doesn't matter, you know, what day it is. You know, you can start today and do 30 days of gratitude. And I'm doing this because this is going to really help you to manifest those things in your life that you want to manifest, as well as to really, really feel that joy and real feel that love within that you need to feel, so that all these different opportunities can present itself. Also to understand what your passions are, and understand who you truly are. And, you know, being grateful for all these things that we have really helps. And for me personally, you know, I went through this when, you know, after I had gone through my losses and I was starting on my spiritual journey. So after I had found that I needed a different way of feeling happy and getting out of the depression that I was in, one of those things that I started doing is a gratitude journal. So I did 30 days of gratitude myself, and it really helped me to understand that I have so much to be grateful for, so much to be thankful for. And and you know, if you're just starting this gratitude journal yourself for the first time, it may seem a little bit hard to do, especially if you're thinking the big picture of 30 days. It may seem like a big task, but it really isn't. And you know, what I suggest is really starting small when it comes to your journaling. So, you know, think about day one. Just think about day one, and you can be general at this point. So, you know, what I had done is, because I didn't quite understand where I was going to go when it comes to details and things like that, with this gratitude journal, I started with just being grateful for my family, and then grateful for the place I was living, the location I was living at, and then being grateful for the things that I have, some of those things that I have. I started, what I did was start with 5 things each day. And, you know, it really, and starting at the beginning of the day really helps you to really start the day off on the right foot. So, you know, I would suggest asking your angels, asking your guides, going within first, and then asking them what it is that I should be grateful for. And, you know, when I started this gratitude journal, I, you know, didn't really think about meditating at this point or asking my angels or guides about what I should be thankful for. But, you know, I just started with what came to my mind. So, you know, that is something that you can do as well, is what it is that comes to your mind when it comes to being grateful. So, you know, when it comes to the definition, when I looked online to find the definition, it said gratitude is defined by giving thanks and showing appreciation. So, yes, so it's really about that, but also it's about being in that energy of love, loving the things and people that are in our lives, really having that feeling that love for each thing that we have and each person that we have. So, you know, when it comes to journaling about gratitude, list each of those, you know, whether it's each of those people, each of those things that you're, you have that you need and are grateful for, and really feeling into that emotion and the energy of love. And then also, it's gratitude is also about being in the energy of joy. Because if we're not joyful for all that we have and all that, all the people around us, it's really hard for us to be in that genuine, authentic energy of being grateful and showing others that your gratefulness by showing them kindness and showing them, you know, why we are grateful for them, so and for these things. So it's really important for us to be in these energies of love and joy. So, you know, if at this point, if you're starting in this gratitude journal and it's hard for you to really energy, I would suggest starting with those around you, your family, your children. Children is especially great to start with because we really do love our children. You know, we had them, and we they were you know, for especially those of you, those of us, including myself, who really wanted children. You know, it's really easy for us to really be in that energy of love for our children. So starting with that, and then starting with our spouses, and starting with our friends, and our parents, and, you know, those around us that we truly care about and are always doing things for. So it's really, so it's going to be helpful to really be in that energy when we start with being grateful for those people that are the closest to us. And then also writing, when it comes to writing your journaling, why you're grateful for them will really help when it comes to that journaling aspect. All right, so also, you know, when it came to my experience of gratitude, and actually I restarted my gratitude journal myself, and I've noticed that, you know, especially if also for you, if this is your second or third time around doing this gratitude journal, and I do suggest doing this over and over again, especially if you've been feeling stuck or if you've been feeling like you've been stalled in any way in your life, to really pick this up again, because you're going to, what I've been realizing is when I restarted doing this, I'm getting a lot more in-depth when it comes to journaling about the things that I'm grateful for. But also, for me, it seems like I have been doing, it's like a theme that I have for each day that I journal about gratitude. And, you know, I'm able to fill out a page of what it is that I'm grateful for that topic or that theme for that day. So, and you may notice this as well as you're going through the 30 days of gratitude journaling as well. So, you know, for now, if you're just starting, it's okay to have a one or two lines of what it is that you're grateful for, and you know, not quite understanding how to go into depth with it. But it's really about starting it. So starting listing those things that you're grateful for, listing even those things like nature and the air that we breathe, and just being able to go outdoors, and those things all come into play. So, you know, this week I really suggest really thinking about those things that you're grateful for. And, you know, it's so important for us to be grateful for all these different things, because it's going to help us to shift our energy. So as we, you know, especially if you're not feeling that energy of love and joy at this point writing about gratitude, journaling about gratitude, it's going to get there. So just be a little bit patient with yourself. And, you know, as we start to feel this gratitude, and as we start to feel for all that we have, your energy is going to shift. You're going to feel much brighter. You're going to feel happier, and you're going to feel that there's so much more out there for you, and you can do so much more. And also, just being able to feel that you are amazing, that you're able to do so many different things. For instance, if you're a mother out there and you have been feeling stuck, having felt as if there's nothing going for you, starting with this gratitude journal really will help you to understand that you are amazing as a mother. You're amazing at being a friend and a wife or a spouse. Or and then once we're in that that energy, you're going to realize that you can do so much more, and you're amazing at so much more. So you know, feeling this gratitude, having this gratitude really opens up a lot of different doors for us. And when it comes to gratitude, I had mentioned briefly that it's going to help you to manifest. And, you know, when it comes to manifesting, it's about being positive, thinking about those things that we have and what it is that we want. When you're depressed, when you're feeling stuck, a lot of times we think about those things that we don't have and those things that we don't want to manifest in our lives. But when we are in this gratitude and feeling joy and feeling this beautiful energy that comes with being thankful for everything that we have, that's when we start to manifest those things that we truly want, and also understand what it is that we truly want when it comes to our passions, when it comes to our desires, what it is that we are meant to do. And so it really helps you to bring in this new energy that you are meant to bring, and that the universe and the divine wants to bring to you. You know, being depressed and having anxiety and all of this energy, it can be shifted quickly when we do this work of gratitude. Then we are able to get those things into our lives that we are meant to receive, the abundance that we are meant for when it comes to finances, when it comes to jobs, when it comes to love. We are meant to be abundant, and the divine wants us to be abundant. But, you know, a lot of times we hold ourselves back from that because of our mindsets, ego coming in, and not understanding who we truly are. So, you know, I want us to really get into that mindset. And throughout this month, I'm going to be talking more about gratitude and what it is that, you know, we need to focus on when it comes to gratitude, even those things that we've been through in the past. So right now, let's take a call before we move on. So, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sue, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Sue. So, how are you today?
Pretty good. Thank you for asking.
I'm glad to hear. So, how can I help you today?
I was wondering if you see my fiance's financials getting better.
Yes, I do. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward as well as Archangel Samuel. So they're stepping forward for you because in your fiance and yourself, because they want you to, there's some things that you need to work on when it comes to healing. So healing some things that you've been through in the past when it comes to things about money and things about also love. That's what I'm hearing from them, and that's why Archangel Samuel is stepping forward. So it's for both of you to work on. So you know, be sure to call on them, and once you do, it's going to open up a lot more new energy for both of you. That's going to help really unblock those things that are keeping you from the finances that that is meant to flow to you, as well as love. So, you know, it's about healing from those things and some things that you may be struggling with together right now. You know, those are two things that you need to work on. So I hope that helped.
All right, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. So we are going to, we are at about the bottom of the hour. So we're going to do some announcements of what is coming up on Psychic Talk this week. So this week we have, let's see, I have gone all the way down. All right. So tomorrow, Power of Three is back with Vivian and Rose, and they are talking about mediumship tips and taking your calls. So be sure to tune in with them if you'd like a reading and talk about some tips. Also, on Thursday, Stephanie Mayo is back with Stephanie's Guided Tarot. So be sure to tune in with her as well if you'd like a mini reading. And be sure to call in early on her show because she does tend to get a lot of calls. So if you'd like a reading, be sure to tune in early with her and call in early. Also, on Friday, April 12th, there is a new show series that Dr. Dax, as well as Dr. Rose and Kathy, are going to be talking about. So they are talking about soul realignment. What are the Akashic Records? So be sure to tune in with them. All right. And then let's see. Oh, and on Saturday, we have a very special show. So they will, and Mary will be talking on Psyche Talk Radio about higher master numbers and why it's really not discussed. But also, be sure to tune in because it's our 300th episode on Psyche Talk. So we started in April last year. So be sure to tune in for our special episode that day. And then for my show next week, we are going to be talking about being grateful and loving who you truly are. So that is part of our 30-day gratitude challenge. All right. So I want to... you know, before moving on, I do also want to mention that, you know, I'd like to know what it is that you're grateful for. So if you'd like to let me know what that is, be sure to call 714-816-4628 and be sure to press 1 on that keypad to be live on air. I know a lot of times also, you know, when it comes to being grateful and being thankful, we think about Thanksgiving, but you know, it's really important for us to be grateful every day of the year. And so that's why, you know, I have this challenge brought up. And especially if you are someone who is wanting to manifest those things into your life that that you want to achieve, also to really step into your purpose, and understanding that you are here to make an impact in this world, you know, it's really important for us to be grateful every single day of our lives. And I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be journaling, you know, being grateful for all these different things, but, you know, just being in that energy of gratefulness, grateful for everyone around us, everyone that comes into our lives, those things that we are able to create, those things that we are passionate about, that the divine has brought to us. You know, whether it's, you know, for instance, if you are into painting, you know, just being able to have that, you know, being able to paint, you know, having that gift of art and creating. So you just being in that energy of gratefulness. And, you know, what helps is, you know, as soon as you wake up and open up your eyes to start with, I'm grateful for, or, you know, thank you, universe, and the divine for these different things in our lives. And it doesn't have to be long, you know, something really short. And it's really going to help you to move through your day, you know, being in that energy of joy and love. So, you know, it's so important for us to really do that. And, you know, if that's something that you're kind of struggling with as well, you know, understanding what it is that you are, you know, you should be grateful for, please be sure to reach out to me as well. You can reach out to me on my page at psychictalk.net/Catherine, and we can discuss that, as well as, you know, if it, you know, even doing this gratitude challenge, if you are still feeling stuck or feeling as if, you know, this you just can't get out of this energy, be sure to connect with me, because, you know, it could be that you may need some energy healing. And a lot of times we forget that when things show up, manifest in terms of pain and different hurts in our bodies, that's also part of our energy. So being stuck with our energy. And so, you know, as an energy healer, I, you know, I'm able to help you to move through that energy, have moved that energy out, bring new energy in. And also, you know, I'm able to see those things that you may not be able to see when it comes to through each of your chakras, as well as what you need to work on and what it is that the angels want you to know when it comes to healing and guidance that you would need. So you know, you can always book a session with me, and my sessions are both healing as well as guidance. And I do offer both 30-minute as well as 1-hour sessions. So be sure to go to psychictalk.net/Catherine to learn more about those sessions that I have, so that you can really move, you know, be propelled into this energy of creating and getting new energy in. And so, so that you can really be at your best, that you can really, you know, do those things that you're meant to do this year. All right. So I have a few archangels stepping forward for us when it comes to meditation and journaling, or, well, journaling, yes, that you can do too, but a journey. So we're going to do a journey right now. So archangels, Ariel, as well as Archangel Raziel and Archangel Sandalphon are stepping forward for us today to do this journey. And it's going to help you to understand more about gratitude and what you should be grateful for and those things that you're meant to do this year. So if you can, I want to encourage everyone to sit comfortably and close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. So breathe through your nose and out through your mouth. So now all three archangels, Archangel Raziel, Archangel Ariel, as well as Archangel Sandalphon are stepping forward for us. And they're going to lead you on this rainbow path that unfolds in front of you. We're going to lead you into this room on your right. And this room on your right is, it's going to be a room with five different mirrors that you see in front of you. And also this room is going to have a table that is on the side. And the table is empty right now, but right now all three angels, our archangels, are going to send you their energy. And this energy is going to swirl all around you. And right now they want you to focus on the different mirrors that are in front of you. So there's going to be three mirrors on your left, a mirror in front of you, and a huge mirror on your right that fills the wall. And they want to start with these mirrors that are on your left. Mirrors, they're going to show you what it is that you are to be grateful for. So first look on the mirror on your far left. Notice what it is that you see. What is it that you need to be grateful for? When it comes to your family, your friends, who is it that you need to be grateful for? And then in this middle mirror, is going to be about those things that you have that you need in your life that you are thankful for, that you truly have this energy of love and joy. What are those things that you may see, that you may sense and feel that come into your mind? And then this third mirror that you see that's on your right, on this left wall, are these are other things that you need to be grateful for that are not tangible. So those things that you're grateful for, and really notice what it is that comes to your mind. It can be the gifts that you have, your abilities, the skills that you have, and really notice what it is that you feel. And now the archangels are going to send you their energy, and this energy is going to help you integrate these things that you see or you feel or that comes into your mind and really integrate it into your body and really fill it with that energy of love and that joy. So really breathe that in. Archangels are going to have you focus on this mirror. They're going to have you turn your body, focus on this mirror that was right in front of you when you first entered into this room. And it's going to look like a movie screen. And on the screen, they're going to show you those things that you've been through. Those things that you have learned along the way. And what it is that you need to be doing. So as the archangels send you their energy, they're going to help you to see, they're going to help you to bring into your awareness. Those things that you need to be grateful for when in terms of what you've been through and where you're going. And right now, what the archangels are going to do is they're going to lead you through this mirror. And as they lead you through this mirror, you're going to be able to see what it is in detail, those things that you went through, those things, those people and the experiences that you've been through, the people that were there for you, to really help you along the way, and really help you to feel what it is that you went through. But also what is that you really learned from them. And any new things that you need to learn from what it is that you experience. And as you do this, notice and recognize the emotions that come up. And how they are a little bit different from what it is that you went through in the past, how it is different now, and how you feel now. And take note of all those things that you may see, or all those things that you may feel, and all those things that come into your awareness, being in the scene or scenes of what you've been through. So now the archangels are going to lead you back out, mirror, And then they're going to have you focus on the rightmost wall. And this wall has a big mirror. And they're actually going to help you through this mirror as well. So they're going to lead you into this mirror. And they're going to lead you up these stairs. And these stairs are going to lead you to a place that you may or may not recognize. So just kind of notice what it is that you see around, what it is that you feel and hear, as well as what comes into your mind when it comes to where it is that they're leading you. And really feel into going up these stairs, because this is your vibration rising. It's raising your vibration, and you're feeling this energy of support. And here, your angels and guides are going to join you. And they're going to be circling around you and the archangels that are there. And they're going to be supporting you with their energy, the white energy that flows in all around you. And as this energy flows in, really take a few deep breaths and really feel into this energy. This energy of love. And the energy of knowing that you're safe to be able to share those things that you've been through. And stepping into your purpose. Breath. Also notice the messages that they bring to you. Through your mind. Through your heart. And there's going to be this energy that flows in from above, from source. Source energy in a rainbow of colors coming through your crown chakra, and it's going to fill your body. And as it does that, your crown chakra is going to open up, as well as your heart chakra is going to open up as well. So it's going to fill the room that you're in and the space that you're in within. Expands with your heart and crown chakra energy. Archangel Raphael is going to step forward here. And he's right in front of you, and he's going to help you to let go of all the energy that is stuck within you. He's going to help you to release those things that are not who you are. And he's going to help you to understand who you are and how amazing you are. So as he takes these particles that come out from you, from your heart, that's not who you are, it's going to be surrounded with the energy that he sends and go up to this cloud of energy that is above you. And what comes down is divine love and light that comes down. And it's going to look like rain. It's going to be silvery and white that comes to fill your body, to just shower down on you. So take a few deep breaths. Now Archangel Raphael is going to step back. And Archangel Michael, as well as Archangels and the fire are stepping forward for you because they want you to understand just how powerful you are. They're sending you this energy of power, this energy of knowing that you can create whatever it is that your heart desires, what it is that you are passionate about. So this energy is going to swirl all around you, and also it's going to go within your heart. So they're sending this energy also within your heart. To really feel into that energy that he brings, that they bring. And feeling the messages that they send. Now they're going to step back. And now Archangel Shamuel is stepping forward, as well as Archangel Ariel. And Archangel Shamuel is there to support you when it comes to comfort and sending you joy and love. And he's sending you into your heart to really feel into his energy. He brings this wonderful energy of love. He wants you to know that you're always supported and you're always loved and guided. And all you have to do is ask him to be with you whenever you need this support from him and this love. And he's going to remind you of the love that's within your heart and within your soul. Now, Archangel Ariel also is stepping forward to remind you that you are amazing. And that you can create anything that you truly want. And they're there to support you with their energy, but also with those opportunities that are meant for you so that you can step into your purpose and step into the light that you're meant to step into. So this light that's within you right now, Archangel Ariel is going to expand that light within your body, that's within your solar plexus. This is going to help you expand that. And it's going to expand out into the space that you're in, outside of your body. Take a few deep breaths, and now they're going to step back, and they're going to lead you back into the room that you were in, so back in through the room. They're going to help you to integrate all of this information that they brought to you with their energy. And now they're going to lead you back to the rainbow path that you came on. them back to yourself. Now they're going to help you to ground your energy. So there's going to be a bright white column of light that goes from your root chakra, that goes all the way down to the center of the earth. From the center of the earth, there's going to be strands of white and gold energy that comes back up. And it's going to swirl around your feet and intertwine at your feet. Go all the way up to the heavens. So now, if when you're ready, you can bring back awareness into your body and open up your eyes. Awesome. So welcome back, everyone. Inhale, this this meditation really helps you to understand who you are and just to be grateful for all those things that we have in our lives, all those things that you have when it comes to your family and your friends, and really bring that energy of gratitude, of love and joy. And it's going to help you to bring that new energy that you're meant to have in order to do, in order to create, in order to know what it is that you need to do next. And really just having this energy of moving forward and being propelled forward. And I'm excited about this series, and next week we're going to be talking about being grateful for you, for who you are. And I know I've talked about this in previous series as well, but it's really important for us to be grateful for ourselves as well and why we're here and what we're meant to do here. We all have special gifts, and we all have abilities that we were given by the divine for a reason. And it's really, we really need to know what that is in order to make the changes in this world and make that impact and create those things that we're meant to create, because no one else is going to do it. Other people have their own things that they need to create, but it is also to create those things that we're meant to create that's special to us, that is unique to us, because there are people that need to hear it, that need to know what that is, so that they also can understand what it is that they need to create and what it is that their passions are as well. So, we are at the top of the hour. I want to thank everyone for joining us and for calling, and also those people who will be listening to the replay as well. I'm sending all of you lots of love and light. And, I would love to hear about what you are grateful for, what you are thankful for, and, how the divine is bringing in this joy and this love within you because of this gratitude journey that we're taking. So I encourage everyone to be grateful for at least 5 things every day this week until we meet again, and then call in to let us know what it is that you found, what it is that you felt. As we meditate on those things that we are grateful, we really dig deep into this gratefulness journey. As we go towards the end, we're going to find a lot more things and a lot more energy that the universe brings as we keep doing this 30-day gratitude journey. So I thank you again, And I look forward to next week and wishing you all a wonderful week this week as we are in this month of creation. As always, you know, if there's anything that you need when it comes to any questions or need to speak to someone, please feel free to reach out to me. You can find me on the psychictalk.net page and sending you lots of love and light. So bye-bye for now.